Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Sex and the Single Girl. I'm excited to bring you another episode in this amazing podcast. We are on season 2, episode 10. Yes, are y'all ready? I don't know if you guys are ready for this. So in this episode, we've got the sex toys. They're back. They are back, and they have formed a brotherhood. And I'm not going to tell you all about it because you're going to have to obviously tune in to hear the podcast to find out what these sex toys are up to now, right? Right. I want to just thank my audience. You have been so freaking amazing. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody in the United States, in Australia, in India, in Norway, in France and Sweden. Thank you so much for tuning in. My audience is growing by leaps and bounds. So you're appreciating not only a little bit of grown and sexy content, but you're also appreciating a little bit of erotica as well in short story format. So I want to thank you. I just want you to know that your support and your listenership means everything to me. And I do not, and I mean, I absolutely, positively do not take it lightly. Okay? And okay. So let's get some of these pleasantries out of the way. Let's get, first of all, the church announcements out of the way. Okay, so I've got a couple of events coming up here, and they're in the rough stages for me. So November the 6th, and that's pretty far out, but it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. So November the 6th, Jaylana Stivette will be in Atlanta, Georgia. We are coming to you with a night of erotica. So I will be showcasing all things erotica and just presenting myself to Atlanta, Georgia, because Atlanta, I love y'all and I love y'all's motherfucking vibe. Y'all just like me. Atlanta is a whole motherfucking vibe. And y'all also know that Jaylana Stivette is a motherfucking vibe. She's a whole motherfucking vibe. Okay? And okay. So November the 6th, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia, for a night of erotica. We've got some amazing things planned. Again, it's in the incubator stages. So venue and talent. As that information is being formed and put together, I'll release more details on that. But just know, we plan to have some erotic dancers in the house. We plan to have some spoken word artists in the house. We plan to have a bomb-ass DJ in the house. And we also plan to have a listening party. So we're going to be listening to my latest audiobook, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, narrated by none other than the bomb-ass narrator, E. Kane. And then we're also going to have a little listening party for a little bit of snippets of the podcast so people can get a feel of what we do here on Anchor and Spotify and Breaker and Google and wherever else that we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You can dig it. You can dig it. So that's pretty, pretty, pretty major. And then on July the 3rd, I will be in Columbus, Ohio, and I will have more deets on that. But I will be at a queer event in Columbus, Ohio on July 3rd. And next week, I will have more details on that as far as the time and the location and how to purchase tickets. But I'll be reading a little bit of my erotic content. I've actually chosen what I want to read because it's for my queer audience. So I got something that's real, real steamy for them. Yes. But in the meantime and in between time, you can follow me on social media, on Instagram at @Jaylana_Stevette, on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, and my author page, Jaylana Stevette, the author. I also will have updates on that page as well as my website, www.jaylanastevette.com, where you can also click on the links to purchase my books, my audiobooks, and some of my upcoming products will be there as well. I've got some sexy kitten rompers. I've got some Boo Boo Kitty t-shirts. And then I've got t-shirts and camis that say a whole MFN vibe. They're cute, y'all. You're going to want to get some. But anywho, now that we got the church announcements and the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to dive right into it after a segment from our sponsor. So without further ado, season 2. Episode 10. We're getting ready to tend to Boo Boo Kitty Meow. I smiled as I thought about our date in the evening that lied ahead. I was releasing the cookie from the cookie jar for Boo Boo Kitty, but I also felt like this was for me too. Well done, Boo Boo Kitty, I thought, as I finished up my services and said, see you next time, to one of the best upcoming nail techs in the Midwest. At that moment, a text came through from Phoenix. He was confirming our pickup time for a few hours ahead. Told me he made reservations. My pussy got wet. I could tell it was going to be a really good night. I got home, got my makeup and outfit on fleek, and waited for Phoenix to make this a night that I would never forget. Part 2, tending to Boo Boo Kitty. As I was waiting for Phoenix to arrive, Boo Boo Kitty decided she needed to have a quick powwow.
Excuse me, Jay. Mind if we have a word?
Sure, Kitty. What's on your mind?
About tonight. Why don't you let me do all the talking?
You do all the talking. First of all, Boo Boo Kitty, Phoenix can't hear you. Only I can.
Well, from the sound of Keisha, from the sound of it, Keisha heard us too. But continue.
So, are you going to get technical? The only way he would be able to hear you. Why are we having this conversation again?
Well, we're having this conversation because I want to give this pussy a real chance at happiness, Jay. And if I do all the talking tonight, it's a guarantee.
Kitty, I think I got this. We're good.
Are you sure? I mean, We don't want to go back to experimenting, do we?
And what the fuck is wrong with experimenting, ladies?
I looked over at the dresser, at Peter Rabbit, who emerged along with the other toys. Boo Boo Kitty said,
"What the fuck do you have to do with this, Peter?"
"Okay,
Peter, I tend to agree with Boo Boo Kitty on this one."
"Exactly. Stay in your place, Mr. Rabbit."
Ladies, don't get your panties in a bunch. Oh, y'all bitches don't wear them, I forgot. Hear me out.
Kitty wants to speak for me, and now you got something to say.
What the fuck is happening here, Peter? I tell you what's happening here. You getting dick not only affects you and Boo Boo Kitty, but it also impacts what happens here in the Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood?
Yeah. What the fuck is that, Peter? The Brotherhood? Peter, are you on some bullshit?
Oh no, little pussy, oh quite contraire. I can assure you, the Brotherhood is never on bullshit. Perhaps you should be educated about the Brotherhood. Since you don't know, let me tell you exactly how it went down.
Several episodes back, while Jaylana and the sex toys were visiting at Keisha's, they happened to eavesdrop on a conversation between Jaylana, Keisha, and Boo Boo Kitty about minding the pussy that pays them.
This is not good, fellas. Not good at all for y'all. The fuck you talking about, Mr. Cox?
Peter Rabbit, are you listening to the conversation? They're talking about releasing the cookie from the cookie jar and getting some dick, man.
A word? So what the fuck does that got to do with me, Cox?
That means you ain't getting no more pussy, my nigga. That's to put it in your terms.
No more Boo Boo Kitty? But me love her long time.
Me know, Hitachi. Me know. However, if Jaylana or Boo Boo Kitty gets a hold of some really good dick, they have no use for you. But lucky for us over here, we get to do couple action. You know, we get to do it with Keisha in the couple action. Ain't that right, Rawhide?
What do you mean, lucky for us? Why did she buy me if she wasn't gonna use me?
They look over at Rawhide and kind of notice for the first time that he's still in his plastic package, locked and sealed. There was a long pause as they stared at Rawhide, and Rawhide stared back. Mr. Cox broke the ice and said,
"Perhaps we should all stay on topic. Y'all agree?"
They all nod. They look over at Rawhide and kind of notice for the first time that he's still in his plastic package, locked and sealed. There was a long pause as they stared at Rawhide, and Rawhide stared back. Mr. Cox broke the ice and said,
Perhaps we should all stay on topic. Y'all agree? They all nod. The bottom line is this. Sexy cats like Boo Boo Kitty really prefer live interaction. Once they get that, it's a wrap for you guys, seriously. I mean, listen to them out there. And Boo Boo Kitty is getting energized.
This is no good. Me love Boo Boo Kitty, and me love her long time.
I don't love them hoes, but I sure like to be in them. We gotta put a stop to this. But how?
Busta Bullet steps forward and says, we gotta fight against the man. That's what we gotta do. My brothers, form a union. A brotherhood.
A brotherhood? I like the sound of that.
Yeah, Mr. Cox. A brotherhood, my nigga. You see, I come from a long line of bullets, and my family is worldwide. And all over the world, the central theme seems to be that once a vagina meets a live tongue, penis, hell, fingers, they want to cast us to the side. It don't matter, y'all, how good we fuck it or suck it. Human contact always seems to win out. That's how it's always been. That's how it always is. But we can change that. I think it's time we made a statement. Casey Cox says,
Yeah, I can dig that.
We want to stay in the pussy. We love it long time.
I just want to be used, damn it.
They all stop and look at Rawhide in the package. Rawhide holds his head in shame. Peter Rabbit goes over and picks him up and says,
yeah, he wants to be used, damn it. Hell, we all deserve to be used. Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter.
They all chime in.
Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter.
Buster then walks over to Peter Rabbit and says,
Peter, my nigga, you're a genius in the making. Did you know that? The launching of the Brotherhood begins today. Now, and our goal is to represent frustrated sex toys in our homes first, then the city, then the nation, then the world. You dig?
They all chant again.
Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter. Sex toys matter.
Peter then turns the conversation back to Jaylana.
And then, when we heard you bitches having pussy negotiations, we couldn't take that shit no more.
Peter's right,
Buster says.
Except about that genius in the making. I don't remember that part. But what I believe my brother is trying to articulate is that we refuse to be silent anymore.
Do we have a fucking rebellion on our hands? What's happening here? Jay!
Kitty, I'll tell you what's not happening right now. This fucking conversation. We, Kitty, you and I, we have a date with Phoenix.
Agreed. And our opinion is the only one that matters.
Oh, Miss Pretty Kitty.
I beg to differ. This is not a dictatorship, but the Brotherhood is a democracy.
Yes, Pretty Kitty. And with that being said, we got something we need to say.
My phone dings.
It's Phoenix, letting me know that he's just pulled up.
Okay, guys. Okay. Damn. But in all fairness, can we do this later? Boo Boo Kitty and I did have a previous engagement.
A dick appointment that we cannot miss. Meow, meow, meow. Ooh.
Kitty, you need to quit being bougie. Well, all right, all right. For the sake of peaceful negotiations, as the designated representative of the local Brotherhood chapter, STN 6969, this meeting is adjourned.
At that moment, there was a knock on my door. I text Phoenix to let him know I was coming down. I put Peter and Buster in the top of my dresser. I took a look at myself one last time in the mirror. I looked amazing, and Boo Boo Kitty agreed. I fixed my hair, grabbed my heels, and headed to the door to meet Phoenix McIntosh.